USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Thursday that there were indications Iran, or the forces that it backs, may be planning additional attacks, and said it was possible that the United States may have to take preemptive actions to protect American lives. Defense Secretary Esper reminds everyone on Fox News,
"We, of course, support a strong, prosperous, and independent Iraq. We respect Iraq's sovereignty, but at the same time, we're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad."
This as another 750 troops are heading to Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for shocking action against the United States. North Korean news reports that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the United States to halt missile tests and plans to make the U.S. pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under sanctions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Firefighters in Detroit, Michigan are facing some heat after posing for an image in front of a burning house. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Top officials with the Detroit Fire Department are investigating a photo of a firefighting crew standing in front of a vacant home as it burned on Tuesday night. The picture, they say, was intended to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief, but Detroit Fire Commissioner Eric Jones has released a statement saying that if that photo is verified, the firefighters involved will be disciplined.
President Trump will speak to a gathering of evangelicals in Miami on Friday. The president is also launching an Evangelicals for Trump initiative ahead of this year's presidential election. Evangelicals do make up a significant part of President Trump's conservative base. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announced on Thursday that he's ending his campaign for president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a rare and candid interview, Jeopardy! Host Alex Trebek is opening up about what it's like to have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Trebek was diagnosed with the aggressive cancer in March and has been undergoing chemotherapy treatment since then.
Most of us have open-ended lives. We don't know when we're going to die. Because of the cancer diagnosis, it's no longer an open-ended life, it's a closed-end life because of the terrible statistics, survival rates for pancreatic cancer. And because of that and something else that is operating here, people all over America and abroad have decided they want to let me know now, while I'm alive, about the impact that I've been having on their existence.
I'm just happy that people are able to express it right now.
They have come out and they have told me. And my gosh, it makes me feel so good.
Trebek speaking there on ABC, that entire interview with ABC's Michael Strahan is set to air at 8 o'clock Eastern Time on ABC. A man is in jail after allegedly secretly filming people at a Starbucks bathroom in Santa Clara County, California. Officers were called to the San Jose Starbucks Sunday evening after someone found a camera in a drain pipe right in front of the toilet. When officers arrived on the scene, they found another hidden camera. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.